Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the beautiful Grand Rapids downtown studios, and we're taking a little bit of a trip through some of our friends and acquaintances here. You know, this coronavirus has got their grip on everybody, and you're impacted, I guess, each of us in different ways. But our heart goes out to the barbecue restaurants around the state and around the country. Because you know what? They've been asked to shut down. They're complying, and in effect, they're out of business.
That's right. And I'm really sorry that you kept talking, because I was hoping Brian would just keep playing Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should do some music today.
Yeah. Lift it up a little bit. You're right.
But, yeah, so we're going around the country finding good barbecue, mostly Michigan and New Jersey, because that's where our show's played. But right now, we're going to shoot up to Traverse City, Michigan, to a place called Smoke and Porter. Henry Bisson, how are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
Hey, we're so happy you took some time with us. And I guess if we're going to take time with the barbecue guy, right now it's a little easier to get your attention because you're not swamped and overloaded quite as bad as typically.
That's totally a fair statement there. You have no idea.
Yep. So yeah, Henry, and we feel for you, brother, because this is a crazy time we're in, but we want to do anything the Grilling Guys can do to help. And so tell our listeners a little bit about Smoke and Porter.
Smoke and Porter, we're on the east side of Traverse City, up here kind of on Hotel Row kind of area. We've been here about 5 years, and we kind of take an interesting twist on what would be the barbecue thing, whereas we're more about cooking with wood overall versus just barbecue. The theme has always been utilizing wood, so we go from smoking ribs and brisket and pork butts and all that good stuff to, you know, every now and then we're smoking strip loins, prime ribs, tenderloins, things like that, lamb legs, those kinds of things that we serve kind of in more of an upscale composed plate versus your typical barbecue pit fare. So
I think your idea was really to have a really classy wood-fired steakhouse, wasn't it?
You know, it wasn't necessarily just steakhouse, but yeah, wood-fired restaurant overall. Yeah, I mean that was the initial plan, and that's what we started off with.
But the barbecue is so strong, and the growth market in barbecue is so strong, it sort of sucked you in.
Yeah, you put the name Smoke on there, and everybody just jumps right on barbecue. Either that, or they think we're some kind of smoke shop. So we'll stick with the barbecue more than the smoke shop.
Cigars and wine, Smoke and Porter, right? I could see where that'd get confusing.
Right,
yeah. But anyway, so it sounds like you got a unique twist on this. Tell us what some of your signature items are on your menu.
You know, we've got this, we've got a classic pastrami sandwich, right? Pastrami, not really, I think, thought of as barbecue, but it is smoked, right? So you've got your corned beef that you rub down with your seasonings, and then you smoke that off, and there's a difference between corned beef is boiled and pastrami is smoked. So for us, we've had a pastrami sandwich on the menu since we've opened up. We make our rye bread in-house, just a little bit of Swiss cheese, and then we do like an apple horseradish slaw that we top it with. So it's a little bit of a twist from the normal things. I guess that's kind of what we try to do, is just put a different touch on there. We've also got a wood-grilled Caesar salad that's
I'm getting hungry, Jop. This sounds
What's
good.
Yeah.
We're getting hungry sitting here.
Yeah, so this wood-grilled Caesar salad, there you go. You're on the healthier side of the barbecue.
Right, sure. Yeah. I mean, we make a little... it's still got Caesar dressing. We do a grilled piece of toast with it instead of croutons, so that you're getting that wood flavor going right into your bread. And the Caesar, the romaine itself is grilled. And then we do a smoked tomato and olives and fennel that we sweat off together. And you know, it just intensifies what's going on the plate.
So how popular is that grilled salad?
Oh, it does great for us. I mean, that's why it's been on there since we opened up. It's one of those things where people, you know, like they just jump on the smoked tomatoes. If you take tomatoes and you smoke them for 30 minutes or so, and then they've got all that smoke flavor, and then they pair up so great with olives. So.
Well, I ask because when people hear grilled salad, it sounds kind of crazy. Jop was promoting it years ago, and I'd look at him like he had three heads until I tried it, and then it was good.
Well, there's so much that can come off a wood, you know, it's just grill in general, and ours is just wood-fired, so it adds to it. But we do sides with grilled broccolini. We've done grilled asparagus, of course, peppers. We smoke our peppers, which we find, I just love them. But, you know, there's so much more to do with wood than just simply with the meats that are going in there. I mean, don't neglect the meats, but you've got all these other options to highlight more than just simply... You know, the classic barbecue.
So Henry, what's your background in this? This sounds like this almost comes natural to you.
You know, I'm culinary. I was trained up here at Northwestern Community College here. What is it now? The Great Lakes Culinary Institute. I spent some time in Oregon, spent some time on Nantucket Island. But I've been up here for the majority of the past 20 years, I guess. Part of a restaurant called Lulu's Bistro in downtown Bel Air, right down the street from Short's Brewery there.
Yep, been there. Yep.
You worked in Nantucket?
We ran that place for a good, 13 years before I decided, told the owner, hey, I want to go do my own thing, and I'm tired of being in a little town of Bel Air, so made the jump to Traverse City and opened up shop.
But you worked in Nantucket?
I did, just for one summer. But
that's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
once knew a man from there.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's a little rhyme or reason to that, right?
So,
but
where's this
but,
one going, guys?
Right, it's not. It's not. I just pulled the plug on that. Henry, let's talk about your transition from a sit-down restaurant to takeout, because this was brought on not by choice, but by rule, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've done everything we can to try and put it out there as far as, hey, this is what we still have, the same great food, and curbside, pick it up, carry out, delivery, whatever we can do to, really sustain ourselves, but also offer to our diners.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking all things surviving the quarantine. So if you need to pick up some barbecue, if you're in the Traverse City market, we're talking to Smoke and Porter Henry Bisson. Tell us where your location.
So we are definitely on the east side of Traverse City on Munson Avenue, if that means anything to anybody out there, right next to the Pirate Cove's Putt-Putt Place.
Yes. So Munson is that lakeshore drive that goes...
Yep.
Spans across Traverse City. The state park or the little campground and everything's there. And
You're a couple blocks east of the state park.
Well, that's a great location. All right.
Just well.
Well, and you have a website that's really nice. I would encourage people to check you out online and take a look at that menu.
Yeah, we're at smokeandporter.com. Real simple, right, straightforward.
Is that an N in the middle or an A-N-D?
A-N-D.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. But anyway, Henry, hey, best of luck to you. Don't be surprised if you see one of these grilling guys darken your door, because that sounds delicious what you got going on. And we wish you the best, man, because you know what? This is tough times, and, keep the smoke going.
Yeah. Well, so, again, how does somebody do a pickup order?
Basically, you can call us. We're at 231-642-5020. All of our stuff is going on. All of our information you can find on our Facebook page too, to keep it up to date as far as what our hours are.
And what kind of lead time do they need to give you?
15 minutes or so. I mean, most items we can get put together for them within 15 minutes. If they've got larger groups, maybe a little bit more time. But it's a straight sit down service. Carry out service. But our ticket times are simple along those manners. So
that's awesome.
We're ready to go as soon as somebody calls.
Thanks, Henry. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Smoke and Porter, Traverse City, Michigan. Love the name of it.
Yeah, it is. And it's just cool how everybody's just doing what they got to do, man. They're just going to roll up their sleeves and get her done.
We're going to beat the China virus.
Right, and we all want to support these guys, because when we get on the back side of this thing, I don't want any of these guys to falter or fail because of lack of business. So we're doing our part here at the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to head over to Mount Pleasant, Maxson's Blue Country Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.